Good morning. It's Thursday morning. It's what is it? It's 9:17 a.m. Today is January the 15th, 2014. So, yeah, 16 degrees. No, that's not right. That's yesterday's temperature. It's like 28. Let's see what the official temperature is. According to this, the official temperature is 16 as well. I don't think that's right. It is cold. I don't think it's 16. The thermometer in the back of the house at 25, 28, somewhere in there. I'm bundled up like it was 5 degrees out here. Got my fleece hood on, my gloves, long johns. Full thermal set today. I wore my longies. It makes a big difference. It's actually almost comfortable. So, yesterday was kind of a broken up day. I got through a lot of stuff. Not as much as I wanted to, but I made my goal of getting halfway through Ravenwood yesterday. And so with any luck, I'll be able to do the last 150 pages this afternoon. Today sometime. I don't have to go out. Kid is homesick again, so I don't have to go pick her up at 1:30. I don't have to go do anything except work today, so yeah. Be looking forward to getting back and getting some breakfast because I'm quite hungry. So yeah, I'm later this morning because A, I didn't have to take the kid out to school, so I didn't get interrupted there. And B, my wife didn't get up. So I know if I open the garage door, and I can't open the back gate because it's too much snow, but if I open the garage door, she'd wake up. So I waited until she got up before I left. Most of my calls done this morning. I have to make one more, make a psychiatrist appointment. These roads are just horrible. The sidewalks are better and the roads are. There's a buildup of ice and snow, and it's very slick and very rough, very uneven. It's not rough, because if it was rough, my feet would get some traction, but it's very uneven. So you never know if you're going to put your foot down and have it stay where it's been placed. So, I've been contacted by the Cosign people down in Colorado Springs, finalizing the guest of honor activities. I have a reading. I've got an hour-long reading as guest of honor. So I'll have to find out something to read. don't know what I'll read. Instead of the author guest of honor doesn't have to give a speech. The science guest of honor, the artist guest of honor does a presentation. Science guest of honor does a talk about science. The author guest of honor gets an interview. I hope we're going to be able to record it, because that would be fun to get a recording. It's probably not going to be anything anybody listening to this podcast doesn't know already, but Mem Moran usually does it. Mem Mormon. I keep calling her Mem Moran, but it's Mem Mormon. She usually does these, and they're always excellent. She does a lot of homework, and of course she knows me pretty well from all the times that we have corresponded and the years that I went down to Cosine before the hiatus. So, yeah, and the one event that I was concerned about that they'd canceled is actually on the schedule. It's blocked out, so there's no need for anybody to mess about with it. So, it didn't get included in my in the working document that they sent me. They assured me that it was there. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be lots of fun. It's always been lots of fun, and I need to take I may need to order some more books, but I'm taking 20 quarter shares, and I've ordered 20 now, 10 owner share. If I can get Ravenwood done, I'll bring Ravenwoods. I'll take a bunch of Ravenwoods down. I should be able to order those and expedite the shipping. So it's like 3 days shipping. But I do have to go down on Thursday instead of Friday, and I've warned them that I have to wait for the books to be delivered. Now, it's usually around 1 o'clock, so if I'm ready to go when the books come to the door, I just walk out and load them in the car and off the truck onto the car and away we go. I didn't realize it was going to be quite so tight. The alternative was to order them with the rapidement shipping, which would have been $160 for 60 books, so something over $2 each for the shipping. I still could have done it. Of course, I don't know how much they're going to sell for. How many of them will sell at the con itself? I'm not too overly optimistic. I'd much rather sell out than have too many that I have to then pack up and drag home again. So there's that. Let's see. What else can we talk about today? Recording is still going. That's a good sign. Just figured I better check it. Yeah, I'm going to take off my gloves. Yeah, it's warming up. There's must be above freezing. There's water beginning to show up on various surfaces here, which means it's thawing. And I've just made the eastern turn, so everything is in full sunlight here and has been for an hour or so. So it should be a warm day. It should be a lovely day. Get the walk out of the way early. Well, get the walk out of the way. It's not exactly early. But get back and settle in with a bit of breakfast and a fresh cup of coffee and Ravenwood and start marking and mining again. Got bunk post. I've got my next Fenrir, my freighter, started. I went and picked up the blueprint set this morning. I didn't have very much material stockpiled, so I've got to get some mining done. I've got to get some more mining done. Got to get my fleet going here again. I can't mine with too many ships at a time when I'm trying to mark, because it takes too much attention away from what I'm trying to do. But over the course of a day, I can mine quite a lot. And I'll have a long day today to do it in, so that's cool. I keep thinking of the stories. Now, the story I'm not thinking about is Cape Grace, which is kind of a problem, because I really need to get Cape Grace out. It's the last of the old books, the last of the promised books. So I really need to get it out. People have been waiting for the sequel for Cape Grace to South Coast for a long time. And South Coast isn't really burning up the charts in terms of people reading it. But I do feel the pull to complete that story arc for how Sarah goes from St. Cloud to Lois. Oh, one day, speaking of, no, I wasn't speaking of it, but I was thinking about the edits, and Ravenwood has a problem in that you're reading along, everything's fine, every once in a while you'll come across straight quotes instead of curly quotes, and the straight quotes are glaring in that you're reading along, everything looks fine, everything looks perfectly typeset, and it is perfectly typeset. Now, occasionally I have a hyphenation margin error, where it won't break the word appropriately, and it overflows into the right margin. But you're reading along, and the curly quotes are there, and then you come to a section and there's no curly quotes, it's straight quotes. I'm looking at this going, how in the world did this even happen? And I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to fix it. Because I can probably find and replace some of them, but I can't do it global. I have to search for every single one. Now, that's a bit of a problem in a manuscript of 85,000 words. So I don't know, we'll see how this works out. Maybe I'll go through and fix it in and Sigil first, because that's actually it's easier to search and replace, because I can use regular expressions there. Yeah, maybe that's what I'll do, and then just reconvert it. Reconvert the text piece. I don't have to reconvert anything else. Although I did notice that, you know, it's like as you go through, and I've been through so many books, but creating them in paper, the Tenant Fairport books have really nice tables of contents in them. I figured out how to do them so they don't take up 17 pages in the beginning of the book. And there aren't that many chapters, so... And the chapters are named. All the Tanith books have named chapters as opposed to just dated and numbered. The Share books are all just dated and numbered. So having dated and numbered chapters doesn't really make that much difference in the Shares. In the ebooks, of course, I've put them in, and as I go through and make updates, I'm moving the tables of content to the end of the book. I think it was Chong Go who suggested that, and I meant to do it and never did. So yeah, it's actually a good idea. In the ebook, it doesn't matter where the table of contents is, because there's always a tab that will take you to the table of contents. And putting it at the end of the book means people who get the sample get an extra couple pages of sample, but they're also not left paging through what is generally horribly formatted, link after link after link. And in some screens, it's page after page after page of links to get to the start of the story. You could always, like, when you get to the table of contents, click the first link and go there, but I don't know that all devices actually have that capability. I don't know. Anyway, that's what I'm working on. So I really need to be thinking about Cape Grace. I really need to think about how this dynamic works, how, not Andrea, but Angela, how Angela overcomes her anger with her father and gets engaged in the process of building the offshore cities, the offshore ports. I did a lot of research into deep ocean floating cities. It's really quite fascinating. It's really an interesting idea, interesting ideal. So I'm looking forward to playing with that a little bit. As space stations floating in the water is basically what they are. But how do you build them cheap? How do you build them using relatively primitive tools? And so the thing about space stations is that we haven't really figured out, we haven't really said how space stations get established. And we haven't really seen what happens when a space station becomes compromised. Several people have asked me, well, why don't people just take over the space stations and kick out the CPJCT? And the answer is, that's pretty much fatal. Because the CPJCT does not really care about any given station or any of the people on it, including their own employees. It's one of the things we haven't really talked about. It's one of the things we haven't really seen, because Ishmael is not operating on that level. We haven't seen what happens when a tug malfunctions and pushes a ship too hard against the side of an orbital. Oh, slick! Gosh, it's slippery. Orbitals are really quite fragile. Wow. Okay, here I am. Going around the corner. Let's see here. What does Endomondo say? Endomondo says 40 minutes since I started walking, so 20 minutes a mile. Not great, but given the walking conditions, given how little I've done it lately, I think I'll take that and be happy. I was out, I was moving. It's a lovely morning, it really is. I'm looking up at the blue sky. It's just gorgeous blue. It's a, kind of a pale blue. It's not the deep blue of fall, but it is still quite lovely. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you.